John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
When we normally talk to him, he's talking rock and roll stories from if there's a bustle in your hedgerow. But now, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Epting comes to us talking about another book, Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. And we figured, with everybody not being able to do any travel, why not do some musical travel and get a hold of Chris and talk to him about this book? How you doing, Chris?
I am doing fine, man. Hunkered down in the bunker like everybody else.
Like everybody else? Yeah.
Anxious to talk some music because, you know, you got to keep stuff going, right?
Let's start in your neck of the woods and on the West Coast and talk about Altamont. You know, Altamont was a raceway, right? Isn't that what it was?
It still is. It's still there kind of under lock and key. But, yeah, that's where the infamous Altamont Festival was held in December of 1969 at the end of the Rolling Stones' magnificent tour that fall. When I was doing the book, I went in there and kind of, I wanted to go locate exactly where the stage was, because if you saw the film Gimme Shelter, the stage for that show, it was like 3 feet tall. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Why there wasn't even more chaos than what happened, which was bad enough, is mind-blowing, because you've got the Hells Angels running security, you have, you know, San Francisco acid pouring in, you know, by the truckload, and you've got a 3-foot stage on a cold San Francisco night. So it was chaotic, but for me, when you go visit sites like that, it's really a chance to kind of step into history, you know, and feel what it might have been like up there. And another interesting thing that, you know, the song Gimme Shelter, to me, it's not just the title of the film, but to me, it's sort of an anthem for what's happening right now. That, to me, is like the ultimate end of the world song, right? And I learned a story about it recently that absolutely blew my mind, and if it's okay, I would love to share it with you.
Sure, no, go ahead.
You know the female part, Mary Clayton?
Yeah, Mary Clayton's part, sure.
I was talking to Bonnie Bramlett recently from, of course, the legendary Delaney and Bonnie, and she was telling me how the Stones had seen she and Delaney play weeks before that session, and they were really into her voice, and they brought her into that session that night to sing that song, which she did. She arranged that part, laid her part down, but then Delaney, her husband, came in, got very jealous, didn't think the Stones were, he thought they were kind of taking advantage of her, which they weren't. She was having the time of her life.
Mm-hmm.
He drags her out of the studio, and they have no course but to go bring Mary Clayton and to basically play her part. They played her the Bonnie Bramlett part.
Oh, my God.
And that was Bonnie's sort of shot, because, again, that made Mary Clayton, you know, very notable singer, with rightly so. It's a brilliant part she sings. Really, the only, who else gets to duet with the Stones, right?
Right.
And so that was sort of Bonnie's moment that got stripped away, and she was telling me this story, and it was, again, you think you know everything, but then you hear a tale like that, and it's really incredible. So whenever I hear that song now, I think of Altamont, I think of roaming that lonely racetrack up in Livermore, but I also think about the fact that that could have been Bonnie Bramlett on that track, and what would that have done for her career, you know?
Oh, my God. Chris, this is shocking, because, you know, you always hear the story about Mary Clayton showing up with curlers in her hair, and she was pregnant, wasn't she?
I think she was 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
And the thing is, Bonnie sends me photos of she in the studio with Mick and Keith recording it, and evidently they played Bonnie's part and said, look, just do that, because that's what we want.
Oh, my God.
And a few years later, Bonnie told me she ran into Mick, and he was felt terrible, always, you know, appreciated and respected her, and let her know that it really meant a lot to him that she was in there that night, and that he felt bad at the way it had gone down. So you say, yeah, sometimes, you know, you talk to these legends, and there's these stories that are just so riveting that cast this whole new light. Like I said, I can't hear that song again and not imagine Bonnie Bramlett. And again, if your listeners don't know who Bonnie Bramlett is, check her out, because she was just one of those voices that was so powerful and so soulful and a real game changer.
Well, the book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. It's available through Amazon.com. He's Chris Epting, and these are the Rolling Stones. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.